as companies continue to compete for talent in today's economy, some are turning to a concept that's been popular in Europe for some time, the four-day work week. Advocates for the practice say it can boost productivity and encourage a healthy work-life balance, but it's certainly not feasible for every business and can often create its own set of complications if implemented. Patricia Mullins joins us now to talk about the growing appeal of the four-day work week and why some companies are pursuing it. She's a senior lecturer on actuarial science, risk management, and insurance at UW-Madison. She's also the author of the book, The Best Work of Your Life. Patty, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks. It's nice to be here.
There have been quite a few news stories recently about companies exploring a four-day work week for their employees. Is this a new thing or is it just getting more attention now?
I think it's getting more attention basically because there was a very large study done in New Zealand in 2018 where a large wealth management company, Perpetual Guardian, decided that the whole company, I think it was about 250 employees across the country, would go to a four-day work week as a trial. And they partnered with the University of Auckland and some other researchers so that they could gather data beforehand and afterwards. And to their delight and their surprise, it really increased significantly the worker productivity and worker satisfaction. The employees felt more empowered. They actually got a lot more done because they had to figure out how to work efficiently. They have put out a white paper now that just came out recently on how to do this with tips for other companies and how to make this work. They decided after their trial to introduce it permanently. And employees can opt out if they if they care to. Some people really want a traditional work week, so I think that's important. But they the steps to implement it are also very important, and they stress that.
And we'll definitely talk about that. I wanted to address one thing. There was a question on Facebook whether this meant that people were making less money because they were only working 4 days instead of five, but it's actually four 10-hour days instead of five 8-hour days generally.
Well, that's a good question because it varies. For example, the study in New Zealand, they worked for 8-hour days. So they work 32-hour weeks. You can do it all different ways. You may work for 8-hour days and get paid 80% time, or you may work for 10-hour days, or there are some places like I think KPMG and Deloitte, the accounting firms, large accounting firms, have offered some flex time where they do it over 2 weeks. So you work like 8 9-hour days, 1 8-hour day, and then you have a day off. So it's kind of over the 10 working days.
So they're all different kinds of
models.
All
over the map. And it's very different if you're working a 4-hour week and only getting paid for a 4-hour week. That would be very difficult.
And so this is something that has been done in other countries, maybe a little more than here. But are there industries in the United States where this is more common than we might realize?
It is more common typically in startup companies, in software development and sales, where flex time is a good incentive to get experienced people, especially. And someone had pointed out in a comment I read in a white paper, especially in the time when unemployment is lower. When unemployment is very high, you don't talk about this very much because then people just really want a job. But when companies, especially companies looking for highly technical people, people with highly technical skills, they really can benefit from offering this as an incentive.
And is this something of a generational development? Are younger workers today valuing flexibility and seeking that work-life balance more than people of an older generation who maybe were taught more that, you know, your career is your identity?
Right. I think that's true, particularly for young families where they have small children at home, or for younger people who are still developing their skills and they want that day off to have personal development or just in the era where they really crave work-life balance. And I think there are those of us who grew up in generations prior where we worked and we figured it out. You know, we worked a 40-hour week and we figured out how to maintain work-life balance. But it's, you know, it's kind of like the Me Too movement. The times change. And not every parent is willing to say, well, you know, I'm going to work nonstop my 40-hour weeks and just do everything else on the weekend.
We're talking with Patty Mullins right now. She's a senior lecturer at UW-Madison and author of the book, The Best Work of Your Life. And we're talking about a growing movement with some companies and organizations to offer a four-day work week. And we're looking at the benefits and the possible drawbacks of that approach. And Patty, you said that more advice is coming out for businesses that are thinking of maybe trying this out. What are some of the most important things for a company or an organization to think about before trying it?
Some of the very important things are to try to collect some data on productivity and work time ahead of time so that you can evaluate a trial. Another important issue is to do it as a trial, to make sure that you have employee buy-in, that they understand why you're doing this, and that it's to benefit the company as well as to benefit the individual employee. It's also important to have a measure of work productivity and to have the employee be the one who in a conference with the business owner or the manager or the supervisor decides what those productivity measures will be. So it's much more beneficial if the employees are really involved in the entire process. And then they feel more loyal to the company. They feel less stress because they were part of the decision making.
And you were saying that some companies offer this, but it's up to employees whether they want to opt in or not. It seems to me like that might set up an interesting dynamic if some employees are doing this and others are not.
I think it would. Although I think to force people to do a four-day work week probably wouldn't work either. I think just some people are, their lives are set up to work 5 days a week and they don't want to do it any differently. We do know, however, that people are not productive for 40 hours a week. Most people, if you ask most people, could you do your job? I mean, how many hours would it take you to do your job in a day? And studies that have looked at that have found most people say less than 5 hours out of an 8-hour workday because they're spending time making coffee, chatting to their colleagues, doing administrative tasks, checking emails, all those kinds of things that just take a lot of time, having meetings. One thing that the company in New Zealand did was they changed meetings from 2 hours to 30 minutes. That meeting could not last longer than 30 minutes. And they found that they got done what they needed to get done in 30 minutes.
And it sounds like actually there are some lessons that have been learned from this that maybe could be applied to make people more efficient and to make work more manageable, even if you don't change the work week.
Right, right. Well, you know, one thing I read that was interesting said, instead of paying people just for showing up, so paying people by the hour is essentially paying people for showing up, pay people by their productivity level, by the job. So this is what I need you to get done, and this is how much it's, you know, you're going to get paid for that. And however quickly you do that, that's great. It reminds me of a story that I've never forgotten. It's a recent story about a friend who is working on the Ice Age Trail. And he had a group of teenagers help him. He decided, you know, it was so much work to cut brush and burn it and do all this stuff, which is hard work, but it's too much to do for him to do himself. So he had this group of teenagers come out, and he said, oh, it was so hard to get them to do anything. They were just kind of, you know, oh, I don't, it's too hard. I don't want to do this. So he thought, okay, I'm going to say this is what we're going to get done today. And as soon as you're done with that, you can go. And he said they worked so hard and they have continued coming back because they just know, okay, this is the goal for the day. When I'm done, that's it.
Wow. We had some really interesting comments on this on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Caitlin on Facebook writes, it really is great and makes a big difference in life balance having the option of a 4-day work week. She said, my husband and I have worked every kind of shift and the 4-day work week was really the best. On the other hand, Tracy on Facebook wrote, while I like the idea of it with school-aged kids, it's sometimes hard enough to get them to school and get home, do homework, make dinner, and so on with without my day being longer. And that comment from Tracy is really interesting because it seems like you could not, well, I guess you could make the change to a 4-day work week just within your own company. But if all of the other things that people rely on in their lives aren't also accommodating that, that could be really difficult.
Yes, especially if you have a 4-day, 10-hour-a-day work week. One company I know of works 6:30 a.m. to 5, 4 days a week. Now, that would be very difficult for people who have children or who are caring for elderly parents or who have other obligations. That's a difficult schedule. So when you think about a 10-hour-a-day, that can be very difficult. I think really the ideal that we're talking about is a four-day-a-week, 8-hour days, and having the same pay rate. And that's what is necessary for increasing productivity.
We also talked about the issue of transportation. And maybe if you're driving, that puts you outside of the big rush hour. So maybe that's a good thing. But if you're relying on public transportation, that also puts you outside the higher rate of buses or trains or whatever it is you're relying on. So transportation could also be an issue.
It can be a big issue. Transportation, schooling, doing all sorts of other things in your life, administering your life and your family is very difficult outside of those regular hours. So I think that's been a very difficult thing. Now, some people are accustomed to that. We talked a little beforehand about nurses, long-distance truck drivers, warehousing. People are used to like 3 12-hour days. But again, they've had to restructure their lives. It would be very hard, I think, for a single parent to do that. But if you have a spouse who can take up the slack at the other times, that can really work.
We're continuing our conversation about the 4-day work week with Patty Mullins. She's a senior lecturer at UW-Madison and author of the book, The Best Work of Your Life. And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. How would you feel if your company moved to a 4-day work week? Would that benefit you? Do you work in a job where that possibility would be, well, impossible? And if so, are there other options that would make it easier for you to have a healthy work-life balance? What questions do you have about what a 4-day work week looks like in real terms? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or tweet us at Central Time WPR. And Patty, when we talk about 4-day work weeks, it seems like often it's easier for a white collar type job versus blue collar work. Is there a certain class element here that should be part of the discussion?
Important to think about is that there are many people who are happy to have a job and want to work as many hours as they can. We just think about all the people now in this country who work 2 or 3 jobs just to put food on the table and to keep their children in clothing and pay their rent. So it's a real luxury to be talking about the 4-day work week. For most of us, that would be a big luxury. So we have to remember that it's a very specialized niche in the employees in certain kinds of businesses who would benefit from that.
Let's go to the phones, and Tom in Madison is up. Hi, Tom.
Good afternoon. I'm working a 4-day work week this week, 4 10-hour days. I mix it up a bit. Some weeks I'll do 5 8-hour days. Some weeks I'll do 4 9-hour days and a 4-hour Friday. And some weeks I'll do 4 10-hour days. This gives me the flexibility I need in my life for medical appointments and just things that come up. But I would like to extend the metaphor here. This leads to increased productivity. I'm grateful to my employer that I can do this. I get my work done. If I have to stay late, I stay late and get it done. But we have holidays here, Columbus Day, Veterans Day, President's Day, that are federal holidays. Every state should have those as well. If people get that extra time off, we're not losing any productivity during those weeks. And by God, everybody needs that extra time off, too.
Thanks, Tom. And Patty, it sounds like for Tom, it's even more flexible. It could be for 10-hour days or a regular work week. Is that common where employees can really kind of build each week as it makes sense for them?
I think in businesses that offer flex time, that is much more common so that you can organize your time around a certain 40-hour work week as long as you get your job done. And it does make people more productive. But Tom brings up a good point. One point in business owners thinking about implementing this is to make sure that employees can still get their required benefits. So if you earn vacation time by hours, if you're going to a 32-hour, 4-day work week, we still need to make sure that the employees earn the benefits that they're due.
Let's go back to the phones, and Mark in Three Lakes is up. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Hi.
I guess I've been doing this for, I'm 62 now. I started umpteen years ago, worked for a company that offered flex hours, and I did 3 11s and a 7, which gave me 3.5 days off, started my own business, and that's how I retired.
Thanks for that call, Mark. And so that's another opportunity. People can use that time not just necessarily to catch up on laundry or run errands, but even start their own business.
Oh, definitely. I think it's good for innovation, for entrepreneurs, for people who have another interest, but they still need a day job to make a living, but they want to develop something extra. That's the perfect situation.
Let's go back to the phones, and David in Two Harbors is up. Hi, David.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hi.
I was just going to bring up, it's not, I'm, you know, privy to having a flexible job where I'm in the sales industry, where by Friday doesn't make much sense for me to go to St. Paul from Two Harbors with the traffic going north and all that kind of stuff. So it works good for me. But I was just going to mention that my children have been on a 4-day school week for almost 5 years now, and it's really interesting the money that is saved on transportation for busing on that Friday they have off is tremendous, but it saved the school district from having to pay for the maintenance for the buses. They don't have to provide another meal on Friday. The teachers can actually go to their appointments, and they don't have to pay extra money for substitute teachers.
And we'll leave it there, David. We're a little short on time. I want to make sure Patty can respond. So that's a really interesting thing that the kids are doing well with a 4-day work or school week, and then the teachers are getting a 4-day work week.
That's becoming more common for schools as they try to deal with limited budgets to going to the 4-day work week. But it's very difficult for teachers to get in the amount of teaching learning time that they want in 4 days. So it's, even though schools are going in that direction, and teachers are not necessarily happy about it.
So, Patty, going forward, do you expect the 4-day work week to catch on more in the United States? We have kind of a workaholic culture, but do you think it might catch on more, or is this just kind of the current fad of trying to make work specific jobs more appealing to employees?
I think it will continue. I don't think that there will be an end to it. I think it will continue, but for particular, very particular types of jobs. As I said earlier, for younger people, for jobs that are software development, entrepreneurial startups. And I think not necessarily the 4-day work week as much as flexible time.
And assuming we will have more data, it'll probably show what works best.
Exactly.
Well, Patty, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Patty Mullins is a senior lecturer on actuarial science, risk management, and insurance at UW-Madison. She's also the author of the book, The Best Work of Your Life. She joined us to talk about the 4-day work week and why more companies are pursuing it as an option for their employees. And you can still weigh in over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Have you had experience clients with a four-day work week or a completely flexible schedule. How has that worked for you? Do you feel like you're actually more productive even if you're working longer days? Are you building up more loyalty to an employer when you have that flexibility? Or are you in an industry that you think would not be able to do that? Are there other options that would make you more likely to stay with an employer or in a particular kind of job? You can weigh in on the Ideas Network Facebook page.